This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, hour number two of the show. And in studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Johnson.
And Chris, you have a very, very interesting story that we will get into here in just a moment. It's about a high school, a high school that called Homeland Security because one of the students dared say ISIS during the Pledge of Allegiance.
If you see something, say something.
ISIS.
Shh. I got a call on you.
I heard a story about a little girl who was, like, traumatized because her name was ISIS.
I remember that.
If you have an ISIS-related story or have thoughts on this, you are welcome to call in 855-450-FREE. And, of course, you don't have to keep your calls related to ISIS or even shooting 12-year-old black children or 12-year-old Asian children or white children. Just, you know, it's like shooting 12-year-old children should not be something that police are doing dismissively. Of course, you could call in about that. Or, again, anything that is on your mind, 855-450-FREE. And, of course, we do have Skype. Username is lrn.fm there on Skype. And, of course, you do need to send a contact request first. That way we can send the little chat message to you to find out what it is that you want to talk about. So, Chris, tell us about this high school student that for some reason the headline refers to as a kid. If you're in high school, you know, chances are, unless you're one of these really gifted students and you're entering high school as like a 10-year-old, you've gone through puberty and you're no longer a kid. You're a young adult.
Arguable in some instances, but I'll give you the benefit of the doubt there.
Well, when I was in high school was 10th through 12th grade. Everybody was at least 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of anybody that at the age of 15 had not yet hit puberty.
We had I won't go into that kid. He might be listening. So the headline here is Ansonia student accused of pledging allegiance to Islamic State. And this comes to us from ctpost.com. Chalk it up to teenage insensitivity, ignorance, or impudence. But an Ansonia High School student sparked a federal investigation when he substituted ISIS for the United States of America during the morning Pledge of Allegiance. Local police did not charge a 15-year-old boy with a crime, but turned the matter over to the Department of Homeland Security, said Ansonia Police Lieutenant Andrew Cota. ISIS is the term often used for the Islamic State terrorist group, also known as ISIL.
So he was just pledging allegiance to a different state.
Or also known as Daesh.
By some.
And I simply refer to them as the Islamic State. Because ISIL, ISIL, is also the name of a libertarian organization.
The International Society for Individual Liberty.
Yes.
And probably recognized as a terrorist organization also.
I like that when I said, hey, he was just pledging his allegiance to a different state. The eyebrow raised that got for you, Chris.
That's what he was doing.
Yeah.
He was pledging allegiance to a different country. And I'm guessing he was probably just doing it, you know, to be kind of silly.
That old class clown.
Because I remember when I was in high school and we would have to say the Pledge of Allegiance, I would substitute words for things just because it got boring and repetitious to say the same damn thing every day.
Yeah. So evidently the incident occurred before the Christmas break, Cota said. The boy who was not identified by police because he is a juvenile is no longer at the high school. is being assigned to classes in a modular building that is part of the Robert E. Zura Administration Center on Grove Street, which sounds suspiciously like a re-education center.
I'm just imagining him singing, like, you know, participating in the other songs, like, oh, say, can you see Allahu Akbar? La, no. La, 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 la.
No. It would be, oh, Satan, you see.
Oh, great, Satan, can you see?
Another one Daryl probably sang when he was in school. Yeah, it is such insanity that, you know, I mean, that just a simple word, and I'm going to go out on a limb here and say a joke.
Just possibly.
Jokes. It's like if you make you can't make a bomb joke in an airport. You can't say ISIL in school.
There was a comedian that did a wonderful thing about, you know, you're not allowed to say bomb in the airport.
Right.
Where he wrote a letter to the TSA and put it in his luggage. And he said, I don't have a bomb in my bag. And you will note that I spelled bomb, B-A-L-M, because last I heard, antonyms are not prohibited.
Yet.
Antonyms not. Well, what's the one that it sounds like the
homonym?
Yeah, homonyms are not illegal. And then he went on, and it was just completely hilarious. Where he was, you know, like bomb.
Oh, actually, no, I'm sorry. Homonym is like when you're making assault against the person, attack against the man. Homonym, ad hominem.
No, ad hominem.
Yeah, but homonym means man. Ad hominem means to the man.
Right.
I'm thinking of
different.
Homophone.
Yes.
There we go. Sorry.
If you're a grammar person, and you can tell us exactly what grammar phrase.
It's homophone. It is homophone.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free call-in line. So, Chris, is there more to this ridiculous story?
John R. Williams, a New Haven-based civil rights lawyer and Captain Obvious.
New Haven, what state?
Connecticut.
Okay.
Believes everyone overreacted in the incident, which, quote, is exactly what the terrorists want us to do, unquote. He said the student should have been sent to the principal's office, been given a stern lecture, and maybe a couple hours of detention. Okay, I'm going to even step out on a limb and go, really? I made more bad jokes in school than I can imagine, and I don't think I expected to get sent to the principal's office, explained to my
I made explosives when I was in high school, so, you know, I'm really lucky that I didn't grow up in that era.
Hell, I grew up in the era where I honestly remember a teacher saying to me, Chris, put the gun away. Class is starting.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, I brought a pistol to school and wanted to show my friends.
You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah,
man.
Needless to say.
I used chemistry ingredients to make explosives, so we know.
But we're at this point where, as insane as this story is, like the reaction by most people is not, this is ridiculous and nothing should have happened, but, well, he should have just gone to the principal's office. He should have just gone in detention. He should have had some marks put into his record saying that, you know what I mean?
Right.
Why is that where we're at now? And this whole concept that somehow we can make ourselves 100% safe if we do everything, you know, if we make sure we take our shoes off and we make sure kids don't say ISIL during the Pledge of Allegiance. It's insanity, and it's just driving me nuts because I see stories like this every single day.
So there's a story related from Reason.com where the police chief of this little town of Ansonia said the matter is closed as far as his department is concerned, but he said a person may have the First Amendment right to free speech and to use the word ISIS, but that does not mean you can yell fire in a crowded movie theater. So, what? That reminds me of the time when I don't know, I was maybe like 9 or 10 years old, went to Sunday school at my grandmother's church. She went to a Church of Christ where they do not play instruments when they sing hymns. And my grandmother had previously gone to a Baptist church to where they would play piano during the singing of hymns. And so I asked the Sunday school teacher why they didn't play musical instruments in this particular church when they sang songs. And her response was, well, you don't put jelly on communion bread. What? That's totally not even related.
Thank you, Captain Non-Sequitur.
Not related at all. And if you think it is, give me a call, 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. 855-450 free. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Johnson.
And Chris, we'll get back into your story momentarily, but want to make sure that I tell you about Arcade City. Arcade City is a new ride-sharing app. It's built by drivers, for drivers, and it's a lot more decentralized than either Uber or Lyft. And you, as a driver, have the option to keep all of what you earn. Driver sign-up is happening right now. And right now, in order to qualify as a driver, you have to be a highly rated Uber or Lyft driver. At some point in the future, they might open it up to people that are currently not Uber or Lyft drivers, but as of right now, that is the requirement to sign up as a driver. And if you want to be a rider, then the app should be rolling out in about 3 to 4 weeks. You can find out more about Arcade City by going to arcade.freetalklive.com. That's arcade.freetalklive.com. And, Chris, we will get into your story a little bit more in depth about the high school student who had the DHS called on him because he dared say ISIS in what I think most reasonable people would realize was supposed to be a joke during the Pledge of Allegiance. But first to the phones and to your thoughts and your calls. Fraker, calling in from Atlanta, wants to talk about Bitcoin. What's on your mind, Fraker?
Hi, guys. I was just wondering what happened with Mt. Gox, and has anything changed in the Bitcoin network, or was someone actually stealing money, or is this just a mistake? I don't really understand what happened with Mt. Gox. Can y'all talk about that?
Okay, so Mt. Gox was
ancient history.
Yeah,
they went out of business a while ago, probably like a year and a half or 2 years ago. They at one time were the largest Bitcoin exchange. Bitcoin, for those not familiar, is a decentralized cryptocurrency. It's not controlled by any government, and it's completely immune to artificial inflation. There is something in the Bitcoin protocol that allows a certain amount of Bitcoin to be released at basically set intervals until ultimately 21 million Bitcoins are released. But Mt. Gox was not Bitcoin. Mt. Gox was an exchange to where people could buy and sell Bitcoin. And the former CEO of Mt. Gox is facing charges in Japan over, I believe, suspicions of possible corruption and fraud related to some of the business practices of Mt. Gox. There was speculation, and so far it's just that speculation, that Mt. Gox was doing something that would basically be akin to fractional reserve banking, to where they are alleged to have been selling Bitcoin that they actually did not have.
It's right. My belief, though, that they were doing a lot more than that, because I know someone personally who had something like $30,000 worth of Bitcoin stolen out of his dual-factor authentication Mt. Gox account.
Right, so at one point, they had started freezing accounts to where you can't get your Bitcoin out.
Yeah.
And that is what led to the speculation of this
fractional
reserve.
This guy had his Bitcoin transferred to somebody in Holland. Just, there's no way his account was hacked, but it was hacked. Okay.
Yeah,
hacked from the inside.
Right.
So the owners of the website could steal the people's wallets, signatures, or whatever?
Well, yeah, they were operating the whole thing. It wasn't just the website, but it was the whole back end that
right. That they were holding people. They were controlling people's wallets.
Right.
And that's really one of the risks that you take as a Bitcoin user of allowing someone else to control your wallet. But yeah, at the same time, it's a risk that you take when you use, the U.S. dollars that we think of, and you put your money in a bank account, you're basically allowing someone else to hold your wallet.
Right.
And, the other thing is that Bitcoin works a lot more like a Oh, wow.
Debit card?
No, not like a debit card, like a commodity, like gold and silver.
Right.
So, yeah. You know, if you're holding gold and silver and you have a bunch of gold and silver in your house, you're at a lot of risk for your gold and silver to be, you know, robbed from you if someone breaks into your house and takes it. Similarly, if you have gold and silver in the bank, just like has happened in the past, the government can come and take it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's unfortunately the way Bitcoin works is a lot more like a commodity than it is like a fiat currency.
Well, this whole story, I mean, it makes my heart heavy because I remember the day well when Bitcoin died.
Yeah.
It's died 89 times.
Well, I think that counts up to 90 officially. But, yeah, but that's my point, is that, you know, every time anything occurs with Bitcoin, and in this case, it seems to be bad actors, either bt actors that were the people that were running Mt. Gox, or maybe they actually did get hacked and there's bt actors there. I don't know. But every time one of these stories pops up, it's the end of Bitcoin. Bitcoin's done. That's all there is to it. And, you know, we've heard it so many times, but I'm somewhat amazed at how resilient it has been and that none of these things have brought it down so far.
Breaker, did we answer your question?
I think so, yeah, thanks. And like you're saying, it's already bounced back $40 if it was low last week, something like that, right?
Crazy, right?
Yes.
Thanks for your
Breaker,
call.
Breaker, thank you very much for the call.
I recommend people check out 99bitcoins.com/Bitcoin obituaries.
Yeah, we talked about that a few nights ago here where Bitcoin has been declared. Is it 89?
And I was right. No. And Chris said it was 90, and I said, no, it's probably more than 90 by now. And I was right. It's 91.
91. Okay, yeah. Because I remember after that former developer left, that yep. was claim number 89 of its death.
Right.
And I guess when I saw the things in the last couple of days, I just thought that people were resharing the claim.
The most recent title is The Decline of Bitcoin Shows You Can't Engineer Past Government from The Week magazine. And Bitcoin is up. Bitcoin is up $26 since the last time it was announced dead for this new article.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's one of those things to where, you know, if I had a Satoshi, that's the smallest amount of Bitcoin that one can have, if I had a Satoshi for every time I heard someone say that Bitcoin was dead or Bitcoin would fail.
You might have about like a 100th of a Bitcoin.
No, not for every time there was a media pronouncement, but every time that I've heard anybody.
Right. I know personally. I'm just saying Satoshi is a very, very small amount of Bitcoin, though.
Right. But I've seen hundreds of media stories. I've heard hundreds, if not thousands of people numerous times say that, oh, that'll never work.
Right. But how much is 1,000 Satoshis? Like 1/10 of a Bitcoin, not even.
Yeah, but still, you know, like,
That's the only point that I'm making.
I would have something. I would have something.
You'd have a couple
more
bucks.
More than I've got now, because I'm not getting anything whenever somebody declares it dead now. I wish I did.
I wish there was a way to automate this process and actually have a Bitcoin deposited somewhere when somebody did something like that.
Yeah.
Internet of Things people, get on it.
Smart contracts, Internet of Things, blah, blah, blah.
A square button.
And thoughts, plus more news when we come back. 855 450 free.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly buysellmakeoffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free call-in line, or you can call in on Skype to username lrn.fm. And we just had a caller that called to ask about, you know, what's the status of Bitcoin? And, well, Bitcoin is very much alive. I used it earlier today to actually buy some stuff from Amazon, and I saved 35% on stuff that I was going to wind up buying anyway. And how did I save 35%? Well, I used saveatpurse.com. You put things that you're going to buy from Amazon into a wish list, and then you've got to make the wish list public, and there's a couple selections that you have to make sure selected appropriately so that, you know, whomever is buying your item can get it shipped to you. But it's very easy. And I went, again, saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. Put my items in this, or items that were in the wish list, put it in, selected my discount of 35%. Within 6 minutes, the order was picked up, and about an hour and a half, 2 hours later, I wound up getting an email with tracking numbers. The person that wound up picking it up wound up paying for overnight shipping so that I'm saving 35% and I'm getting overnight shipping at no additional cost to me.
Nice.
And then once the items arrive, hopefully tomorrow, if overnight shipping does what it says it will do, then I then go in and I release the Bitcoin from escrow and the buyer winds up getting the Bitcoin. And you can, you know, buy things from Amazon at 5, 10, 20, 25% or more. I've gotten up as much as 45% off using Bitcoin at saveatpurse.com. Chris, there's a little bit more, I think, to the story about the high school student who said ISIS during the Pledge of Allegiance. And was it his teacher or the principal that called the Department of Homeland Security?
Well, I think we get into that part now.
Okay.
Yeah. So where we last left off, the attorney with civil rights attorney was saying that maybe he should have just been sent to detention and sent to the principal's office and stuff like that. Homeland Security, I'm just going to pick up the story. Homeland Security referred comment to the FBI, which did not immediately respond Wednesday. The U.S. Attorney's office declined comment on the incident as well. Ansonia Police Chief Kevin Hale said the matter is closed as far as the department is concerned. And again, Daryl mentioned this before, but he said a person may have First Amendment rights.
May.
Yeah.
That's the word that shocks me the most, is he's saying, well, you may have free speech.
You may. This canard and this is always the same thing. Well, you can't say fire in a crowded theater.
Lie.
Or whatever.
That is an absolute lie. There are several circumstances in which it is perfectly appropriate, and I would dare say acceptable, to yell fire in a theater.
I agree.
One, if there actually is a fire in the theater. Two, if you are an actor and it is your line to yell fire in the theater. So you're playing, you know, like the guy that heads up the firing squad in Schindler's List or whatever it is, and line, fire!
Shoot. Bang, bang. Yeah, you can't say fire.
What if you're a very disgruntled theater patron who's watching a play and you want to see the actor be terminated? Fire that actor!
You can
yell that. It's probably still
fire! Yeah, but the insanity that, and we see this so often, you know, it's as if rights are granted to us by government. They're not. They are inherent to us, and
you may have rights.
Yeah.
If we determine that you're acting appropriately, then you get to use said right. But otherwise, you do what we say.
So, COTA said in a release Thursday, the Ansonia police received a complaint from the Ansonia High School administrators. On October 9th of 2015, the SRO,
School Resource Officer,
thank you, completed a report, and we forwarded it off to Homeland Security, as we would with any case that we feel needs to be brought to their attention. So here you have school administrators that just by default assume that a kid saying ISIL or ISIS during the Pledge of Allegiance requires federal intervention.
So what would have happened if there at the end where it's, you know, indivisible and liberty for all, if he would have said completely divisible and liberty for none? What would they have called Homeland Security on that?
No, I don't
or
think so.
Or is that free speech and clearly a joke?
No, that falls under the class clown clause. But saying ISIS, that's just not funny. I guarantee you this kid was making a joke.
Yes. And then we don't even know necessarily if he substituted the word ISIS for United States, if he substituted it for flag, if he substituted it for I. He could have said, ISIS pledges allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
There you go. So this is interesting, too.
Which they do because they're funded by the U.S. government.
So this part drives me nuts, too. The allegation is that the male was allegedly making pro-ISIS statements during the Pledge of Allegiance. As this is a juvenile matter, there is not not much information.
And no,
there is no other. I'm reading what they have written.
Right, here.
Right. And no name provided, of course, because that would be, you know, that would be like this sort of twist to the story if we find out at the end, like, well, the student's name was also Muhammad El Ibrahim Fatwa Fatwa Jihad Jihad.
No, his name was probably like John Smith.
Right,
it was
exactly.
Probably some little white kid just trying to be funny.
Right, but why bring up his gender? And this to me, that when I hear that,
right, we
when
can't
I hear
give identifying
the male,
information, but yeah. It was a young boy.
The phrase that comes to mind is, okay, well, we have, you know, combat-aged Islamic males coming across. You know what I mean? And that's
right.
That's
when in reality, his name is like young Timmy O'Brien.
Right. In which case, his parents may have been terrorists, just on a different continent.
Timmy O'Brien? Oh, yeah.
IRA.
Yes.
And the mother is understandably upset, and her son was not taken out of school because of discipline or ill behavior, but because the principal was allowed to be irrational and make an impulsive decision. And I'm glad to see that she's kind of standing up and saying, look, this is so ridiculous on every face. You know, there shouldn't be apologies. There shouldn't be anything here.
Yeah. So, absolutely ridiculous. Do you agree or disagree with how this was handled there in Connecticut? Do you think that they did not go hard enough on this young man, that he should have wound up, going to Guantanamo Bay for daring to do something that could be construed as supporting an enemy of these United States of America? Johnson, you look like you want to say something.
You know, what I want to say is intensely stupid, but I'm going to say it now anyway.
Go ahead and say
After we went through, you know, my brain does really silly logic things because, you know, the brain is a pattern-finding engine. Yeah. And so when we made the joke about the IRA, you know, and his name being like, you know, Timmy O'Brien or something like that, my brain immediately went to, have you guys seen Sons of Anarchy?
No. Yes.
Okay. Well,
I'm aware that it's a television show.
Okay. Well, Sons of Anarchy, one of the lead characters, he's constantly screaming, Tara, you know, as this wife in the show is the character, you know, so he's, you know, he talks about his wife, Tara, and he also works with the IRA to import weapons into the United States. And my brain went to the fact that, you know, it's funny because there was a show about Tara Reid called The United States of Tara. And I was just thinking that it would be funny if this kid was getting, you know, the Homeland Security called on him for pledging to the United States of Terra.
Now,
sorry,
Johnson, that
my brain does really weird circles sometimes.
That was the kind of strange.
I followed it.
Strange thing, but probably not as strange as what will be said by this next caller.
Oh, is it Witless?
Yes.
Are you drunk?
Well, what I can hear from what you're both all are saying is you don't know much about the situation, but you've made many conclusions based on...
You didn't answer my question. Are you drunk?
You know.
Thank you very much, and we don't know if he was drunk.
I think
or
he was
not.
Drunk. He sounded drunk.
855-453, that is the toll-free call-in line, or LRN.FM on Skype.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going
once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've been pretty much all over the board tonight. Started with the story about the grand jury in the Tamir Rice case apparently never actually voting on whether or not to indict the police officers that killed Tamir Rice, then went to talk about the DHS being called on the student who said ISIS during the Pledge of Allegiance.
ISIS.
And had a brief discussion about Bitcoin brought in by a caller like you. And, of course, you can call in, bring up anything that's on your mind, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, Johnson, you've got a story, and somebody actually called in a couple of nights ago to briefly mention this, but you've got more information about it.
Mm-hmm.
Down in New Jersey, we had covered the story about a year ago, I think, about the teenage young men that wound up getting in some sort of legal trouble for, you know, daring to ask people if they would be willing to compensate them for shoveling their sidewalks or driveways. And apparently there's an update on that.
Oh, yeah. The magnanimous and amazing, the splendiferous Chris Christie has shown his grace upon New Jersey.
Splendiferous?
Yes. He's very splendiferous.
That's a term that I have never heard. Can you define it for me?
I would assume that it's splendid and vociferous in one word. It's probably
a
portmanteau.
The word up.
No, I've heard this word before, and I'm just reusing it. And I believe it is a portmanteau of splendid and vociferous, which means vociferously splendid. So, so just days ahead of the expected blizzard on the East Coast, New Jersey has officially repealed a nonsensical rule banning the shoveling of snow without a license.
Woo-hoo.
Governor Chris Christie on Tuesday signed a bill making it legal for New Jersey residents to offer snow shoveling services without first registering with their town. What amazing, such a generous thing for New Jersey to do, to allow people to act as free human beings.
So let me ask this question. Why is Chris Christie getting the credit for this when it was the legislative body that wound up passing this in the first place?
I don't know. Because he signed it? Because he's not as horrible as Maggie Hassan is, for example, and not signing bills that shouldn't be signed?
Okay, but there are procedures in which things can wind up becoming law without a governor's signature.
Sure. They're just giving him credit because he's got a presidential campaign right now and he signed it. So, you know, wow.
Okay, but yeah, this is something that has always kind of bugged me. To where, you know, there are certain people that when, you know, the governor is a member of their party or whatnot, then, you know, anything good that happens, it's all because of, you know, my candidate or my governor, blah, blah, blah. But anything bad that happens, if the legislative body is controlled by the other party, then all the bad stuff falls onto the other party. But all the good things,
that's everywhere. Of course
it is, but you know, this is most seen with Ronald Reagan, to where Republicans, everything good that happened during the 80s, Reagan did that. That's all because of Ronald Reagan. But all of the bad things that happened, such as the increased spending, the increased taxation, that Reagan championed and signed, it was all because of the Democrats.
Well, my favorite example is $4.25 gas. Thanks, Obama. $1.80 gas. Thanks, Obama. You know, one has nothing to do with the other.
Right. There's actually a video that I saw where it was Barack Obama sitting down with a cookie and a glass of milk, and the cookie was too big to go into the glass of milk for him to dunk. And he looks at the camera and says, "Thanks, Obama."
Well,
yeah,
can't say he doesn't have a sense of humor, because I've actually seen him say some fairly funny things that are self-deprecating until you remember that he's bombing people overseas that are innocent and they're being blown to pieces.
Do you remember the drone joke that he made at the White House Correspondents' Dinner?
Yeah.
Hilarious! You kill people!
Where he basically threatened to kill the Jonas Brothers.
Right.
Where he said, you know, the Jonas Brothers are here, and Sasha and Malia, they're big fans, but Nick, I've got one word or two words for you. Predator drone.
Funniest thing about me, I've never been medicated for the sociopathy that I currently experience. I am, in fact, a psychopath, and never been medicated for it.
All right, continue telling us about the man down in New Jersey that apparently is allowing people to work as long as they jump through hoops and hurdles and give him money.
No. They're removing the jumping through hoops and giving him money. That's the whole point. Is he signed the bill saying they no longer have to register. It's actually a good bill. I mean, but, you know, it's ridiculous. Like, okay, great. Thanks for finally getting around to doing that. Anyway, last year, two entrepreneurial teens going door-to-door and offering to shovel snow for a small fee were stopped by local police in Bound Brook. By the way, I think Chris Christie was governor back then, too. The cops told the two boys, Matt Molinari and Eric Schneff, I don't know, it's a very weird spelled name, S-C-H-N-E-P-F. They were not allowed to solicit businesses without a permit. In Bound Brook, that license costs $450 and is only good for a period of 180 days. So $450 every winter you would have to spend in order to shovel snow. That seems like a great investment, doesn't it? After this story made national headlines, state lawmakers began working on a solution. Republican State Senator Mike Doherty, who sponsored the so-called right to shovel bill, said it was... Anyway, the right to shovel bill said it was incredible that some towns wanted teams to pay expensive licensing fees just to clear snow off of driveways.
Okay.
This
stop
is the government
right
helping
stop
us.
Right
they're protecting us from these evil teams that might shovel snow wrong.
When you live in a country where they have to pass a bill protecting your right to shovel, this is when you have to ask yourself, am I living in a free country?
Right.
Well, you could always be living in North Korea where they don't have snow shovels.
Yeah, I mean, come on. They need to protect us with these licensing requirements. Can you imagine what an unlicensed snow shoveler could do, the damage they could cause?
Well, and...
they could shovel that snow right into the middle of the roads.
I don't think it's about shoveling. I think it's about soliciting.
What if an unlicensed snow shoveler, they tell you that they're going to remove the snow from your driveway, but instead what they do is they just pile it up in front of your door. I mean, they don't have a license. They don't know what they're doing. Clearly, they could take all that snow from your driveway and the sidewalks around your house and just pile it on top of your car.
That they could, yeah, they could pile it on top of your car. They could open the doors and put it in your car.
They could pack it into your freezer and tell you it's ice.
If.
They just...
ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
So, continuing with the story.
The bill removes only licensing requirements for snow shoveling services and only applies to solicitations made within 24 hours before a predicted snowstorm. So you can't solicit after the snowstorm.
No, I can't go out.
You can't solicit less than 24 hours before the snow begins. So if you're off by a couple of hours...
Within 24 hours. It just can't be... Yeah, you can't be off. You can't be
right.
Too soon.
Yeah.
So if it's like 28 hours before the snowstorm, before the first snowflake falls, well, then you're going to get fined $450.
Yeah. Oh, right. You solicited on Tuesday, and it was supposed to have snowed on Wednesday, but it didn't snow until Thursday, so yeah, you're clearly in violation.
And I believe predicted snowstorm, only Punxsutawney Phil can confirm
right.
When a snowstorm is going to be, so that's the official
actually
one.
Isn't there another, there's a different one in Atlantic City.
There
is a New Jersey version of that.
They got
there
rodent.
Are a bunch of ground various rodent. Ground rodents that come out on February 2nd.
I'm just saying.
Something about the
Pennsylvania
shadow.
Has Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah.
New Jersey has, like, Atlantic City Fred or something like that. Anyway.
And I'm telling you, this thing is a load because they didn't really do anything. But please continue.
Sure.
So, hold on. No, I want to hear what you've got to say about why you say they didn't really do anything.
This is, it's insane. To what they have left in place are all the requirements of prohibiting people to go out and look for work. You cannot go out and solicit. It's a nice day outside. I want to get some work this winter. I'm going to walk up and down the street and say, I'm be ready to shovel snow.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
You can't do it in, you know, November unless there's a snowfall predicted within the next 24 hours. You can't do it in August saying, hey, I'll shovel your yard. What's next? Regulating raking leaves? 855, 450, free.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.